Radio coming at you one more time. We're all still here. We're watching the the retardedness unfold. It's the 23rd day of October 2016, going into the 24th day by the time we're done, Central Time. It's a Republic Broadcasting Network coming to you out of Round Rock, Austin, Texas. One of the granddaddies of alt media, alternative talk. Thanks to John and all the other hosts on this network. None of us agree on anything, but that's kind of the magic about RBN is you got people all over the map. I'm probably one of the more, let's say, politically incorrect types on the network, and a lot of people like the show, and I appreciate all the listeners. Let's plug Hooli's blog.blogspot.com. Hooli, Hoolis, blog.blogspot.com. He's the guy that takes the commercials out, posts it on his site, and then Kyle and the gang over at Renegade Tribune.com, he puts it up on his site a lot of times, and I'd like to thank him. And thanks, Sean, from Renegade, who beams this out right now in Australia, 107.9. Thank you, Sean. And we've got Nick tonight from Circus Maximus Radio on Renegade. One of my favorite shows, by the way, out here right now. Nick and I, we follow a very similar path of our research. You know, him and I... we cover Jewish mafia stuff, but we also get into the kind of Vatican Jesuit Knight of Malta Opus Dei kind of circles as well. And these two mafias, they have detentes and they have battles, but it's part of an entire equation. I try to nail this point home. It's like, folks, if you're not looking at the entire equation, you're sabotaging your own research right off the beginning. Off the giddy up, and you can't do it. You got to look at the blue blood mob, you know, up in the Northeast and in England, and you got to look at the royal families, of course. And but you also have to look at the penetration and who has basically, you know, scratched and fought their way to the top. And it's basically Kosher Nostra is what most of us all agree on right now, and all the other institutions are basically kind of like the, you know, it's like the Kosher Nostra's the ventriloquist now, like behind Pope Francis and the Jesuits and behind the Royal House of England, especially. It's this mafia that really likes to throw out the other mafias out front. Why do you think these Italians, you know, my mother is a full blood Italian, and I make this point a lot. The Sopranos, Joe Pesci, Goodfellas, Robert De Niro, Casino, the whole thing. They throw the Italian mob out front, and then they hide in the background. And so this is how it works. And but Nick's been doing some really good work on the kind of secret, shadowy, evangelical, kind of Christian Zionist, right-wing wing of this beast. You know, a beast can't fly unless it has two wings, and everybody's deconstructed the left wing, and on, you know, it's out here, the Bolshevik kind of Democratic Party left. We go through this day in and day out, but it's like the right, that this is the one that's hid kind of in the shadows, the Christian Zionist right and the Vatican kind of Opus Dei, Knight of Malta, right, with the Jesuits. And this is the one that you got to really find those specialized researchers to dig into this wing. And so I'm glad that there's guys out here like Nick who really looks into this side of it as well as the other side, because that's how you find the answer to the equation. And so, Nick, welcome to the program. And I heard your show Friday night, and you know, this is what I wanted to get you on about. And you're welcome to stay on as long as you want. And but let's start digging into it. And, you know, Josh Reeves, who I hope to have on soon, I'm going to contact him. I've just been so busy. But he's really one of these guys that really got into the secret kind of underbelly of the kind of right wing. And so let's start, you know, hashing it out and connecting some dots. The CNP, Council for National Policy, and you know, it really has the fingerprints of the Jesuits on it to me, and I know you probably feel the same way, but let's get into it. Let's start. Go ahead.
Robert, first of all, thank you for inviting me on and all of the fantastic comments and compliments that you just said about me, and I also appreciate the work that you do, and I do completely agree that a lot of our research is on the same level, and we are both going in a lot of the same directions, connecting the dots. Now, as far as the Council for National Policy goes, it is a reformation of the old right into a new right system that came from the John Birchers, your original oil barons like the Hunt family, and you have a merger of these high-level right-leaning Republican people who came from the Barry Goldwater era that reformed a organization based off of their intelligence agencies, former military, and they brought in the evangelical right that is your Christian Reconstructionists and your Dominionists, those that would like to see a rule of law under the Noahide Old Testament rules that a lot of your Judaic people would want to have implemented on a global scale. So these Christian Reconstructionists would like to see that happen here in America as well. So all these high-financed people from the right, a lot of them ex-military generals like General Singlob and James Angleton, CIA members, all coming together in secretive meetings to advance their agenda, where there's a lot of cross-membership with the CFR as well. So it's not just the right. It is also it also has the merger of the left inside of it. So when I have like people like Lark in Texas, where he calls into your show, he's an avid listener of yours too, he is talking about this communitarian agenda. A lot of people would continuously call this a communist agenda, but it's evolved into something different. Whereas,
hey, you know what I say, Nick? You know what I say? It's like they like to use the communist kind of social model, which is, you know, political correctness, cultural Marxism, but they like the corporate kind of financial model. So it's like a hybrid of the two systems. And that's the most simplistic, you know, Lark and I have hashed it out, you know, off the air. And it's basically, it's kind of like this merging of the two systems, to where the one is the most effective kind of management system on the financial level, but that kind of Bolshevik Soviet, you know, social management system they consider like very effective. And this is what we're really seeing descending upon us now, and it's just so alarming to so many of
us. Yeah, and a lot of the so-called leaders of America have continuously praised the Chinese model.
Yeah,
so we're seeing a level of neo-feudalism, this feudalism coming back into play, and they call it egalitarianism and equality, but there's still going to be a caste system. There's still going to be rulers over the people who then will be equal and pretty much blended into a one people. So a world commune is what I would say communitarianism represents.
Yeah.
So this CNP has it really started behind the Reagan era to be the think tank behind him. But prior to that, it had elements of the Operation Gladio elements in Europe and Radio Free Europe and Radio Free America, where they put out their propaganda and they would control the media in that way. And they would always be on the lookout for leftists. And then the Operation Gladio element would then continuously create false flag terrorism. And then they would blame it on the so-called socialists or communists. But what that really ended up doing was then increasing a police state. And that's been the goal for a long time, is the surveillance state, biometrics, and we're seeing it happen. And a lot of this template occurred in Latin America. So the Iran-Contra affair, Nicaragua, Sandinistas, you also had your coup of Guatemala. A lot of this, these elements, these were the testing grounds for these older elements of the old right, and they've had their practice, and they also utilize the same concepts over in Europe with Operation Gladio, with the P2 Lodge and a lot of these stay-behind armies that were there for the uprise, the potential uprise of communism from the Soviet Union. So they had all these weapon caches, and what they wanted to really do was practice their false flag terrorism to eventually create this police state. So yeah. So with the Council for National Policy today, they have endorsed Donald Trump, his two campaign managers. You've got Kellyanne Conway and Stephen Bannon, mm-hmm. who are former or are members of the Council for National Policy. According to the SPLC, they released a membership list of 2014 of the Council for National Policy. This is something that is unusual because the membership is secretive, whereas the CFR, you could find out who all the members are of the CFR. You can get it emailed to you.
Yeah, let me do this. Let me play devil's advocate for a second, Nick. Now,
sure.
The SPLC, front for basically Jewish mob, leftist Bolshevist movement here in the United States, Hate Watch, all the stuff they do. They monitor patriot groups. They monitor pro-white groups. Let me just play the devil's advocate and say, okay, so this is the SPLC trying to expose the people that are trying to save our country, Nick. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? You see what I'm saying? Let's let's take that angle for a second. Go ahead.
Well, I understand where you're going. At the same time, the left, and it's part of the dialectic. So yeah. They're going to have one element attacking the right, and then the right always, you know, has their elements attacking the left. So all in all, the people that are going to really focus in on the SPLC's type of reporting are going to be people from the so-called left. So the people on the right are pretty much going to ignore it and think like what you've just stated, like, well, this is coming from the SPLC, so why should I take it serious?
Right. Well, I mean, look, there's some people that are like genuine left kind of spectrum people, like Dean Henderson, who I really like to read his stuff, and I like to listen to him when he gets interviewed by like Rents and others, and they make good points, and they dig up stuff on the gang that, you know, that the heavyweights on the kind of right spectrum alternative media will not ever expose, like the Joneses and the World Net Dailies and the rest of it. And so, you know, I try to do this with my audience. It's like, look, sometimes you've got to go to sources that you're necessarily usually opposed to get some nuggets from and to be able to actually connect some dots.
Absolutely. And I've actually helped wake up people who were avid Alex Jones listeners. And the best way that I was able to wake them up was sharing information about the Council for National Policy with them and the deep state connections and their affiliations with all these other different think tanks and NGOs that branch off. And a lot of the track record of these same members of these groups and what they were involved with, their actions speak louder than words. They can talk the talk and act like patriots on camera or on radio shows, but when there's hard evidence of the actions that they've actually been involved in death squads and drug running and just this false narrative that they're relieving people from a communist Marxist society, when certain elements of the Latin American area, maybe they're better off in that type of a system. And who is it? Why is it American business to dictate to other nations of people how they should carry out their affairs, how they should proceed in the election process, and who they elect.
Hey, so when let me run this by the, because you know, you saw, I know you saw the Bill Moyers expose on basically the secret shadow government he did some years back, and it really dug into the School of the Americas, and basically the Pentagon training these death squads on American soil to send them back to their countries to pull a lot of these operations. And it really, the real, one of the real, you know, Smedley Butler, War as a Racket, was really kind of the beginnings of the whistleblowing of this entire kind of United Fruit and Produce thing and everything that came afterwards, the skullduggery in Central and South America. It's I mean, it's stuff we all have to look at and say, look, America, the government that's been, you know, dictating to us, it hasn't been this benign, you know, fatherly, we're going to bring everybody into this worldwide 1776, as Alex Jones has said. It's been just the opposite in many cases.
Absolutely. And like you brought up, the School of the Americas is a huge, huge rabbi hole to look into. They had to change their name to Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation just to get rid of that bad rap that they had. And it's similar in, you know, if you look into Blackwater, it's a similar concept why they had to change their name so many times. And this template of training these paramilitary operatives to overthrow government officials that were elected in a democratic way, the people who are in support of their nation and their nationalists, no matter where they're at, they have a right to self-determination. So a lot of these people have been kidnapped and tortured and offed and suicided, that it's a reminder of what is happening in the Middle East today. So this concept that the School of America is this template that was created is what ISIS is today.
And if you really look at some of these Central and South American leaders, you could actually say they were national socialists.
Yes.
That we decided to go ahead and assassinate because they didn't want to play ball with this big global vision of ours. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, Affairs have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam. Precious air to breathe.
All right, here we go. We're back. We got Nick Spiro from Circus Maximus Radio. He does the Friday night show on Renegade Broadcasting, one of my favorite shows on the net. Been doing a lot of great work. So we got a short segment, Nick. Let's go through some of your latest shows because the listeners need to hear some of them. You just had Christopher Bolin on and Josh Reeves, and then you did your CNP show with Alex Jones and kind of Trump connections to, let's just say, military and intelligence circles. So just go through some of your latest shows. We just only got a couple minutes before we got another break.
Hey, yeah, not a problem. I actually started a series of shows a few months back, and I wanted to dissect the new right versus the old right. And I came up with a lot of connections to Roger Stone and the lobbying company BMS&K, which is Black, Manafort, Stone, and Kelly, with Lee Atwill as well being involved in that, and Terry Dolan being somebody who died of AIDS. He was a Council for National Policy member. There were also the Roy Cohn connection to Donald Trump. And with a lot of his connections to the Mossad and CIA and FBI, potentially a connection to the JFK assassination as well as RFK, Robert Kennedy. Whereas with his connection with David Shine, who owned the Ambassador Hotel chains, where RFK was murdered by Sirhan Sirhan. That happened to be one of Roy Cohn's boyfriends. Roy Cohn ended up dying of AIDS later on in the mid-80s. But deep connections, deep state connections with the Radio Free Europe, who I brought up earlier, which is connected to Operation Gladio Elements. And this website, ISGP-studies.com, this guy's out of Europe, and he's covered deep state pedophile rings, Pilgrim Society, the 1001 Club, the Jason Group, and he covers a lot of the NGOs and the superclass people. And what I found out was that he had placed this Woolsey CIA character who was in the Donald Trump campaign at number two, right under Henry Kissinger, as one of the superclass power players in the world. I didn't realize this Woolsey character was that powerful. Go ahead.
Yeah, he a lot of people got highly alarmed as soon as Woolsey gets brought in to be Trump's national security guru. People are like, oh, crap. He's a PNAC guy as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, 9/11 conspirator. And then the Trump and his Larry Silverstein, a great guy, comments, which I played ad nauseum on this program. But there's in the pro-white movement, there's this really blind kind of glorious leader thing that you and Kyle and I have constantly talked about. It's just like, look, Trump versus Hillary, you know, you're going to get screwed either way. And it's just like, you know, do I have a personal like dislike of Hillary that's more than Trump? Probably, sure. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to go into this like a sucker. And so many of our own kind of people in our own circles are going into this like, Trump is the savior of Western civilization. And it's just, gosh, you know, it's frustrating when all of us have put down all this research on Trump is like, look, he's a sullied character just like the rest of them. But people just they're locked into this kind of a mind control system. It really just sucks to witness it.
I agree. And the problem that I'm seeing is this elevation of this alt-right, alternative right, which to me is a rebranding of the new right, this transition from the John Birch Society to the Council for National Policy.
So let's get into the John Birch, who he was, and we'll get into Alex Jones, and we'll get into some of the CNP characters after the break. See you guys on the other side, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
From Circus Maximus Radio, Renegade Broadcasting, the Friday night host. Been doing some really good shows lately. He had Christopher Bolin on recently, and so you should dig back in to listen to that show. I interviewed Christopher Bolin when I first was kind of getting on the air. And I've got his book, Solving 9/11, The Deception That Changed the World. And this is what's so fascinating, Nick. Let's have some fun with Alex Jones real quick, and then we'll get into the CNP. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip one, the father of 9/11 truth. Let's hear this. We got clip one.
Historians have pointed it out. Futurists have predicted it. Mathematicians have confirmed it. We are headed towards some type of singularity or a cascade of singularity type events where time is basically accelerated, developments are exponential. And we're in the middle of that acceleration right now. Make no mistake. I mean, we have thousands of emails now a day. It's exponential. My prediction of 2 weeks ago was correct when I blew up at Assange and I said, you better start exponentially releasing this because there won't be time. That's exactly what he did. And it is now gone from every week to every 3 days, to every 2 days, to every day. There's no way Hillary will survive this, even if she steals the election and gets in. She's been wrecked. She's been defeated. She's been torn to pieces. Even MSM now understands that.
Go ahead and stop it there. I think I messed something up. That wasn't the part of the clip that I wanted to play. This had to do with 9/11 truth. Sorry about that, listeners. Let's do this. Let's hit clip six, Mr. Producer, and I'm going to double check clip one.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it. They know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family, instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Hashtag Trump the establishment. Ladies and gentlemen, the elite would never allow somebody to do something like this. This is outside the box. That's why they're thrown in everything they've got, both political parties, the entire power structure, all the foreign banks, all the foreign governments, the Pope, the Communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, the kitchen sink. They've thrown everything but the Easter Bunny at Donald Trump because they've stolen this country. We've been conquered by economics. We've been sold out. We've been used to build a world government. And they know Donald Trump just wants a fair deal for America. That brings down their whole system. They are panicking. They are crapping their pants. They have pulled out all their stops. The Brexit, the UK is pulling out of the EU, Russia's pulling out of it.
All right, stop it there, Mr. Producer. So, Nick, this in a nutshell, what I just played is basically the boil down of what we call the alt-right right now. And what's your thoughts on that entire collage right there?
Well, I would say that Trump said exactly what the white European people of America would love to hear and would love to have happen as a leader of their nation, of our nation. But, you know, a president of a nation of America is only capable of doing so much anyway, regardless of what one would like to do. The president of the United States is just a CEO of a corporation, and he has to listen to his board members.
Yeah, but I wanted to play that for you because that was basically the beginning of Jones's show today, and I listened to the beginning of it, and I was like, yeah. So this was really the boil down of where we are. It's 1980 2.0.
I agree, man. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the pressure is building in America, right? So what the pressure cooker is about to explode. So this speech relieved a lot of pressure. It was a pressure release valve. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know we realize that, gosh, everybody wants somebody to say these things, and at the same time. The CNP. Okay, let's transition back to the CNP. Tim LaHaye, okay, co-author of the Left Behind mega million dollar generating. You'll see these books everywhere. You'll see them in jails and prisons. You'll see them all over the place. This kind of pre-trib rapture scenario, Book of Revelation, kind of a Cyrus Schofield Zionist pre-trib, and then a lot of people think the Jesuits created the pre-trib kind of thing. You can really dig into that research, folks. And the CNP and Tim LaHaye, the big daddy of the CNP, that's just such an indicator of what this is. And, you know, Gateway Pundit today had up that some Illinois judge is blocking the Eagle Forum website, all their pro-Trump stuff. I guess it has to do with election law and so forth and so on. And you dug into that with Josh Reeves, the bloodline of Phyllis Schlafly right here in Alton, Illinois, which was right across the river from me.
Right.
So let's get into that, Tim LaHaye, and then let's move into Phyllis Schlafly.
Okay. Well, I got his CNP database off of watch.pair.com, and Timothy LaHaye was the CNP president in 1981, so he was the front man for the group, and Board of Governors 1982, 1996, president of the Council for National Policy, internationally known Family Life Seminars, founder of Christian Heritage College, member of the Executive Board of Moral Majority, which is another spinoff of the Council for National Policy, and editor board of Christian Inquirer, member of the Council of 56 of the Religious Roundtable. He was also a paid chairman of Reverend Sung Young Moon's Coalition for Religious Freedom, CRF.
Well, let's stop there. Now, this was a Korean guy that said he was basically the second coming of Christ. And yeah. Jerry Falwell and all these Christians and congressmen would basically curtsy before this guy because he was worth billions. And this guy was saying he was the second coming of Christ.
Yeah, and he was definitely a CIA operative, threw his money around to do what needed to be done in Latin America with all these death squads and setting up all these different phony forms of Christianity that were based off of a translation of basically the Scofield Bible. And with the
and he owned the Washington Times, right?
That's correct. And he also controlled the sushi industry worldwide. If you were buying sushi, it was from him.
It's so kooky that you know, I saw this video, and I know you probably saw this, Nick, that there were congressmen in the room and all these Christian leaders in the room when basically somebody walks in with this throne, I mean, a crown to place on the head of some young moon. I know you probably saw that some years back.
Well, absolutely, and that was also in the Secret Rite documentary that Josh Reeves put together. He has a volume 1 and 2.
All right, so let's move into, you know, when you interviewed Josh, I freaked out when you started talking about Phyllis Schlafly's bloodline and how everybody considered her to be royalty and her connections with Robert the Bruce and all that.
Yeah, she's part of the Merovingian bloodline, which claims direct descent from Jesus Christ with the Rosicrucian connection. She was her real name is Phyllis Bruce Stewart Schlafly. So she's got the Stewart bloodline as well as the Bruce bloodline. And Robert the Bruce was the Grand Master of the Knights Templar of Scotland.
Yeah, and the Stuart bloodline, when you get into the Jacobites in England, and that whole thing between the House of Stuart and, the other house, then they had this big battle, and the House of Stuart was Catholic, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was the Bloody Mary bloodline, right?
Yeah. And so this stuff goes all the way back to... When you get into the gunpowder plot and Guy Fawkes, and you see the anonymous guys wearing the Guy Fawkes masks, this was a Jesuit plot to blow up the British Parliament, folks.
Correct.
I mean, it's just so fascinating, all these connections that you see.
And a lot of people promoted that V for Vendetta movie, like, hey, you know, this Alex is Jones. What we need to do. Yeah.
And so you kind of see this recurrent theme to where the research, it connects its own dots. But then, so let's get into some of these other characters in the CNP. I don't want to get off into a veer off too far. So Henry Luce and some of these other cats, we're coming up on another break, but let's move into some of the other big characters.
Well, you have Bolin, Thomas Bolin. He was a partner in a law firm with Roy Cohn, Donald Trump's mentor, Sachs, Bacon, and Bolin. Thomas A. Bolin is a Knight of Malta, and he's a board of editor. Mercantile National Bank. So there's banking connections. He's been involved with the having Rupert Murdoch become the voice of the Reagan campaign. So Bolin and Roy Cohn made Rupert Murdoch who he is in the American media conglomerate.
And let me just say this. We're coming up on break, but Rupert Murdoch is an Order of St. Gregory, like total papal knighthood guy. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I will show.
Incendiary Radio with Nick from Circus Maximus Radio over on RenegadeBroadcasting.com. He's on Friday nights. I would suggest everybody start listening to his shows in your free time when some crap is on and you don't want to listen to what you're hearing live. Go back and listen to Nick's archives because he does a lot of digging into the underbelly of this whole thing. So let's do this. We had the faux pas on the first clip. Mr. Producer, let's play clip one again in the right spot.
95% of what we cover is on record. Like, they misrepresent 9/11 truth. They say, and I'm the founder of it, question it before 9/11, question on the day of 9/11. I said it's being used to take your freedoms by criminals of the government working with radical Islam, Saudi Arabia, to launch attacks on non-Wahhabi countries like Iraq and take it over. They carry out 9/11. Our media and our government blames the wrong country. We go in and take over Iraq, their archenemy. Now, they turned that into the talking point from Popular Mechanics that I believe firefighters blew up the World Trade Center. They actually say that. Never said it. It was the firefighters that came out and exposed that there were bombs in the buildings. Now, do we know exactly who did all this? No. All I'm telling you is the official story you're getting isn't true.
Stop it, Mr. Producer. Now, do we know who did all this? No. After all the 15 years of work, Nick, Bolin, Thorne, Edward Hendry, all the heavyweights that really did the dot connecting with the Israelis, it's just such a pain to hear Jones obfuscate. And he's playing into the setup of the House of Saud. Now, I wanted to cover this with you right quick because we only got a couple minutes before the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. Trump in his last couple debates, he's exposing the Saudi ISIS connection without really playing into exposing how the United States and Israel is ISIS. He's throwing basically Sunni Wahhabis under the bus as the fathers of ISIS in the debates and so forth. And it's a continued setup of Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states basically to get somehow taken down for the Greater Israel Project, which none of them will ever want to talk about. But that's what I really see happening, and I know you kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, plus when he said that, yes, on 9/11, there were Arabs celebrating the destruction of the Twin Towers in New York.
Well, years ago, he talked about the dancing Israelis, and he's morphed into the CNP, kind of Joe Farah, WorldNet Daily, blame the Saudis thing. And so Jones has had to capitulate to the kind of CNP narrative, let's blame the Muslims and Saudi Arabia for quarterbacking it. And I can find you 20, 30, 40 times where Jones has said this. Where it's like, oh, please, like the Saudi Arabians could get access to the World Trade Centers after hours. I mean, it's just such a silly joke.
Well, not only that, but the Saudis can barely even destroy Yemen, which is the most poor country in the nation.
They're getting their butt whipped by the Houthis. And yeah. it's just funny that you know, this is one of these worst psyops that they're trying to run on us, is that the Saudi Arabians are some powerful bunch. See you guys on the other side. Nick's going to stay with us, hopefully, for a little while longer.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.